Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. Each week at this time, we meet another one of the great young musicians that are living, working, and studying right here in South Florida, hoping to land a gig with one of the world's major orchestras. This week, we meet second-year percussionist Jacob Nisley from Des Moines, Iowa. Jacob has duties with New World Symphony that include teaching and mentoring Miami high school students. He finds that his background as a former member of Northwestern University's marching band has helped with his teaching as well.
What I've done thus far has been both incorporating the Internet 2 technology that we have here, coaching the students via the Internet on Monday mornings, and I've been making trips in person up to the school. It's Miami Northwestern High School. I've coached their drum line all throughout the fall, which sort of relates back to my experiences both at Northwestern, being in the college drum line there, and I also did what's called Drum Corps International when I was younger in high school.
Jacob has found that his experiences playing in marching bands have given him something truly unique.
Number one is definitely work ethic. You learn how to practice. You take no shame in doing things 20 times over and over again like you might do in a marching band drill rehearsal. It's a different set of skills that I think, when applied to classical, the best way I can put it is a real precise feeling of time and sound. Anytime I play something like the bolero or something where it's a snare drum part in orchestra where it needs to be rock solid right in time, that stuff I feel like I could do in my sleep, whereas, you know, some of my other peers feel much more comfortable playing a Beethoven symphony.
Even with their individual differences, Jacob finds the New World Symphony percussion section has something he didn't find anywhere else before.
You have sort of a camaraderie because it's a smaller group of people. There's not 20 students all trying to get on the same instruments. Because we're all sort of in the same place, in this postgraduate limbo where we're all trying to gain employment as performers. We find it a lot more constructive to work with one another rather than against one another. Just recently we did Beethoven's Ninth, but doing it with Michael Tilson Thomas and the University of Miami Frost Chorale. There was a moment in the fourth movement where the whole ensemble essentially is playing. I'm not playing, but just sitting there and, you know, feeling like you have the best seat in the house.
Although Jacob loves Beethoven and the classical repertoire, being at New World Symphony also gives him a chance to do some unusual pieces that are literally music to a drummer's ears.
I tend to enjoy new music perhaps more than the classical repertoire. Just being as a percussionist, we play a heck of a lot more when there's new music. I always like the weeks where we get to make our own instruments. You know, we get to go to Home Depot and find some 2x4s and mount some coffee cans and then dent the coffee cans so we can get the adequate pitches and then learn how to play coffee cans because they didn't teach that in school.
For a guy who really likes different music, his first experience with Michael Tilson Thomas was a little different as well.
Really, this will make me sound bad, was my first rehearsal with him was a couple weeks after the whole orchestra had already been playing with him. I had been on a tour over in Europe with another summer festival orchestra, and we came back to play Also Sprach Zarathustra. I was super jet-lagged, and I made the ultimate error, of course, in the percussion section. I accidentally took a little siesta when I was supposed to climb the ladder and play the huge 20-foot chime at the climax of the piece. Totally missed it. Of course, at that point, I was just turned pale as a ghost. But since then, I've really developed a great rapport with him. What you get from him is a really special set of ears that accompanies a very eloquent brain. I think you see major results with him saying 5 words.
Second-year percussion fellow Jacob Nisley. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join me again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.